Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm so happy you're here today because I'm going to be talking to you about forgiveness. Is forgiveness really a gift that you give yourself? The statement to forgive is to free yourself is so often bandied around these days. It makes forgiveness seem so easy and simple. It's similar to the saying, you need to love yourself first or more, or you must love yourself in order to love others. But is it true? Forgiveness is for ourselves. In my experience, helping thousands of people now, and in my own personal experience of forgiveness, yes, absolutely yes. Although that doesn't mean that it's easy by any stretch of the imagination, especially if the hurt is deep, has been repeated, or is still raw. Having helped so many people forgive themselves and those they love, or even those they no longer love but want to release the past and move forward, I have not met anyone who hasn't said they feel better after the forgiveness work that we do. Today I'm going to share why this is true, the benefits of forgiveness, tools on how to forgive yourself and others, even if you are unsure that you want to forgive right now. I'm also going to be giving you some free forgiveness giveaways to help you straight away on your path to greater happiness, health, and freedom. Specifically, I will cover the benefits of forgiveness, what forgiveness is and what it's not, how to forgive others, how to forgive yourself. Sound good? So let's get into it. The benefits of forgiveness. There are numerous benefits of forgiving yourself and those that have hurt you. Forgiveness has been associated with decreased stress, anxiety, and depression. It has also been linked to increased mental well-being. Studies have found that the act of forgiveness can reap huge rewards for your physical health too, lowering the risk of heart attack, enhancing your ability to sleep better, improving cholesterol levels, as well as reducing pain and blood pressure. Why is this? You may wonder. Well, I certainly did. Carrying resentment, frustration, and hurt within you puts your body into a fight or flight mode, which keeps the body on a high stress alert, which is not good for our body or health. The reason for this is because the body cannot heal if it is constantly in a stress mode, meaning that people stay stuck with aches, pains, and illnesses. The body doesn't have that chance to repair itself if it's constantly in that stress mode. And this then affects all areas of a person's life. So let's get clear on what forgiveness is and what it's not. Forgiveness is not suggesting that what someone has done to you is okay. It's in no way condoning their behaviour. Instead, it's saying, I no longer wish to carry this with me. I love the quote, forgiveness is giving up all hope of a better past. And in that sense, it really frees us. Forgiveness is giving up all hope of a better past. Sometimes people will say to me, I can forgive my husband, but I'm not going to forget. And said in such a way that you can see and feel the anger and hurt is still inside them. It's not possible to forgive if you haven't processed and released the emotions first. It's important to grieve the hurt, feel the pain, and then you decide that you want to let it go. So forgiveness is a decision. It's a powerful decision a person makes to be free. It's not as easy as just saying the words, I forgive you, and you will be free. It's often a process, and you have to feel it and want it. I often work with men and women and couples who have been cheated on or going through infidelity in the marriage, and they share that they cannot forgive. It's too difficult, as they worry whether the statement, once a cheater, always a cheater, is true. So they hold on to not forgiving. They hold on to the revengeful thoughts and the anger and the resentment. They falsely believe that if they forgive, they may be made a fool of again. So they keep the resentment and hurt. But sadly, this only hurts them even more, as holding on to the past is no protection. Sometimes people hold on to resentment and anger because they want to punish the person, yet all they are doing is punishing themselves. As hard as it is, if you've gone through a lot of pain with somebody, it's important to recognise, I believe anyway, that it's not our job to punish anyone. That belongs to the realm of God or karma, whatever you believe. If you're religious or spiritual, you may agree with me. It's not our responsibility to punish anybody else. But it is our responsibility to let go of what we're carrying, to move forward freely and happily. Of course, we definitely need to stand up for ourselves and set boundaries for protection. There's a big difference between protecting ourselves, loving ourselves, and making sure that events don't repeat and punishing others. It feels good to love and look after ourselves and horrible to carry revengeful thoughts and wishes with us. Resentment is a process where we repeatedly replay feelings of hurt and the events that lead up to it. So when we hold resentment, we hurt ourselves as we're going over the events in our minds. And we don't just think of the facts, we also relive all the feelings associated with it and pain ourselves again and again and again. And the same with regret. Regret is repeated in resentment against ourselves. So when we have regret, we're really punishing and punishing and punishing ourselves. You may not have resentment towards someone, but you may have resentment towards yourself or an institution, religion, culture, gender, race, or life for things that may or may not have happened to you. If this is true, I really feel for you. I've worked with many men and women who lost one of their parents as a child, and the hurt, the anger, and the sense of loss they felt has been carried with them. And sadly, they were not given the tools as children and adolescents to deal with the grief and move forward in peace. They carry the hurt, and carrying the hurt and resentment and disappointment can hurt others as well as themselves. When I work with people who are struggling to forgive, I suggest that they start with a statement like, I am willing to forgive the heart or the soul of the other person and name that person. This can sometimes be easier than saying that they forgive the person. And then there is also, I am willing to begin to forgive. If people can't forgive right now, saying to yourself, am I willing to begin to forgive? Am I willing to start the process of forgiveness? So how do you forgive someone that has betrayed or hurt you? By far, the most powerful way I have found to help people completely forgive is through guided meditations. This is my favourite way to help practice forgiveness, as it engages the subconscious mind and therefore forgiveness happens at a deeper level. A lot of people will share, I know I need to forgive, but I can't. This is often because the subconscious mind is holding on to the hurt because it's worried that the same thing will happen again. Every week, I get several emails from people who have listened to one of my 5 loving, kindness, and forgiveness meditations, which are available in my 3 audio programs, saying that it has changed their life. It works because it helps make that deeper shift. If you're interested in getting these 5 audios, you can choose from any one of my 3 audio programs, which are the Empowered Love and Marriage Makeover for marriage and relationship happiness, the Self-Love Energy Toolkit for inner peace and happiness, or the Healthy Eating Program for peace around food and how to change emotional eating patterns. I also have 2 meditations that I'm going to give to you today to download. One is Forgive and Let Go, for those in a relationship that want to release the past and have a loving relationship. And the other one I'm giving away, and I'm going to give you the URLs along with this episode, is for self-love and forgiveness, which is designed to really boost your self-esteem. So I'm going to make the links available with this episode, so So you can either go straight to the audio programs, or you can find the audio programs on my website, and so that you can get your own copy to download of Forgive and Let Go if you're in a relationship, and Self-Love and Self-Esteem Boosting for yourself. You may want to get both. Many people also love this method as a way to forgive and let go, because all you need to do is find a quiet, relaxing place where you can comfortably ignore the outside world and just listen. And if you like it, you can then get the audio program if you feel inclined, because there's over 5 different ones in each of them to release, to relax, let go of the past, whilst also relaxing your whole body, removing stress and tension from the body. A man recently wrote to me saying, "Nicola, thanks, the tightness in my chest has gone. I'm no longer having tension headaches since listening to the meditations." And this is just another example of how we hold the emotions in our body. Anger is associated with the liver, the chest, and the head. Stress and sadness is in our shoulders and our hip. Knees are confusion and not knowing which direction to turn. I could go on all day here and talk about the different symptoms and the scientific research that's been done for each body part so that you can heal it. However, I don't want to bore you if you're listening to this list and thinking, one, Nicola, I don't believe that we store emotions in the body, or you're listening thinking, it doesn't apply to me. So if you do have a physical symptom and you do want to change this and you do want to take action in other areas of your life and you're ready for some support, then do get in touch with me. My website is nicolabeer.com and we can change it. The good news is that happiness, comfort and peace can be felt throughout the body. And that's certainly what I encourage in all the meditations, to get into the feeling of allowing the good feelings to vibrate and to be felt in all your cells of your body. And check that out in my free meditations as well. So the power of forgiveness is real. And forgiveness affirmations are another great way to forgive yourself. These are statements that you use again and again, that you repeat to yourself. The power of affirmations has been well documented. Some coaches only use affirmations. Ones that can be very helpful, especially if someone has cheated on you or someone has betrayed you or hurt you at a deep level, is to say, "I lovingly release the past and move forward with love in my heart." Say that now with me and see how it feels to you. I lovingly release the past and move forward with love in my heart. I lovingly release the past and move forward with love in my heart. How does that feel to you? If I'm working with someone that is letting go of an addictive behavior or pattern, I also add in, I forgive myself, and it works really, really well. So I would say, I lovingly release the past, forgive myself, and move forward with love in my heart. I'll say that again, say it with me and see how it feels. I lovingly release the past, forgive myself, and move forward with love in my heart. So some people write out these affirmations several times a day. Other people read them out loud whilst alone, like when driving or walking somewhere. And when people drive past, they probably think that you're crazy talking to yourself, but who cares? In fact, I always talk to myself, so it's just a habit I picked up. My mum has always talked to herself, and yeah, strangely, I talk to myself. And some people will say them in front of a mirror as well. So that's the second thing you could do. And now I'm going to talk about how to forgive yourself. Self-forgiveness. Forgiveness as a way to live and feel good is by no means new. The ancient indigenous people in Hawaii understood on a gut level that to harbour resentment against others hurts the person that refuses to forgive. And Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian process of forgiveness. And it has 4 steps. And it's super simple for you to learn and apply to your life. And it's really about self-forgiveness. So these are the 4 steps in Ho'oponopono. And you can Google that and look it up, and you'll find it really documented everywhere if this is the first time you're hearing about Ho'oponopono. I think I'm saying it right. Ho'oponopono. Okay, so the four steps are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. So let's say that you've just overdone it in some area of your life. Overdone it with food, overdone it in an argument with someone, overdone it with spending money, overdone it with alcohol. Let's imagine you've just completely overdone something. And then you say to yourself, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. It's a very effective technique. It sounds so simple, and yet when you actually start to use it, it has massive results. Because in effect, we're taking responsibility for whatever is occurring in our lives. And you can even use this to forgive others. As often, there's always a part that we play in the drama. So in repeating, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. We are cutting the old connection we have to a person or to ourselves and create new connections and rejuvenate relationships and reset our hearts using this powerful process. And as I said, it's an ancient process that's been practiced for so many years. The Ho'oponopono process is essential if we want to be right and congruent with ourselves, which makes total sense if you think about it. How can anyone feel good about themselves and their own life if they are walking around stewing over how they've been wronged? And I get that it's not always easy to let go of how we've been wronged, especially if we've been hurt by someone that's meant to be the person that we can trust, meant to be that person that we love, meant to be the person that we felt the most secure and stable with, and now that safety has been ripped away from us. So it can feel so difficult to let go. And often when I work with couples or individuals, I always focus on letting resentments go. Letting resentments go towards yourself, towards others, towards life. The wisdom of Ho'oponopono has helped millions of people around the globe. So it's not just me making up these four statements. Really check it out and you will read all the science and the studies behind it. The recommendation is to practice it regularly whenever a place for healing presents itself in your life with others. Personally, I found it extremely beneficial for healing my body. I've used it for both tension and stress in my neck and in my head and in my stomach. As often, these are the areas I feel my emotions the most. When I'm going through something, when I'm feeling anxious, when I've had poor sleep, when I'm worried about something, when I'm upset about something, it's my stomach, it's my neck and my head that are really affected. And using this process on myself has helped me to heal it and to clear it. Also, my meditations help me to clear it and heal it. Just lay there and listen, and I feel, after half an hour, completely rejuvenated, refreshed and relaxed. It really is so powerful. And so if you are going through any symptoms, then really try this process. Give it a go. Even if you're skeptical like I was, consider just saying those four statements. Really tuning into it. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. It seems so simple. And yet, it's been proven to really get results for people all over the world. Countless people have benefited from it. And you can see all of these documented online. And psychosomatic studies support this too. We relive our problems with our thoughts and emotions in our bodies. And I use this with those that I help. Often, when someone works with me to save their marriage, to change their relationship with food, to calm anxiety and stress, to decide whether they want to stay or leave a relationship, to win back their partner, to get over an affair, all of these different kinds of reasons that people come to me, there's often a symptom that they're carrying, and we can use it to clear that area by creating a guided meditation where they don't even have to say the words, they can just listen and relax. And I really want you to have the benefit of my guided meditation. So do check out the URLs with this audio. Copy and paste them. Download your free meditations from me. You can either choose the forgive and let go, which is perfect for if you're in a relationship right now, or you want to attract in a relationship, or you've got baggage from past relationships and you want to move forward with love in your heart romantically. And the other one is self-love and self-esteem, which is really focused on boosting your confidence, boosting your energy, feeling love throughout your whole body. And a lot of people have said when they listen to this, they really find deeper healing. And I really want you to try it, and it's free. And if you like it, you can either work with me to have your own one created, or you can get one of the audio programs, or you can just keep using the free one. It's entirely up to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to digest this, to listen to me. Because of you, I'm able to do what I love, and I'm so grateful for that. May your life be open to even more freedom, happiness, and joy. Wherever you are, whatever time you're listening, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.